This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, he is the former head coach of the Green Bay Packers, legendary head coach of the Green Bay Packers, winning a Super Bowl here. The Seattle Seahawks, obviously. He was with that organization for quite some time. Always love seeing him down at Super Bowl as well. Mike Holmgren now joins us. Mike, how you been?
I'm doing great, Bill. How's it going?
It is great to talk to you again. I'm doing wonderfully. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to join us. I know you're dabbling in the media side of things now, and I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on how the Packers have looked coming out of the chute in the first couple of games, the absorption of Matt LaFleur's offense and Aaron Rodgers in general.
Well, I don't think it could be any better offensively, for sure. Aaron has embraced, I think, the offensive philosophy of their head coach, and it's going great. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a talented man. We all know this, and then he's got some people around him too, and the combination right now, it reminds me a little of the Seahawks and Russell Wilson and that group. They can score points. And if you're going to beat them, you got to score a lot of points because that's not going to change.
I really like the way that we were trying to make so much out of a relationship between a head coach and a quarterback. How you tell me how meaningful that has to be, specifically when your head coach is the play caller?
I think that's real. I think you have to have a relationship with that player. He's the most important player on the football team, among many important players, but he's the guy that drives the train. And you got to trust one another, and you argue. Of course, I never argue with Brett Favre, you know that. But eventually, however it goes, starts out, you have to get to a point where, okay, you believe in one another and you're thinking the same way. And all the quarterbacks I've ever coached, from Joe Montana through Brett and Hasselbeck and all the guys, at some point, not right away perhaps, but at some point they come into my office or they sat next to me on the airplane. I've told this story before, and Brett says, "Mike, I get it. I finally get it. It's slow." I go, "Well, good. Why is it taking you so long? I'm on your side, but I think it's really important."
So a guy like Aaron Jones, who has become versatile, I mean, it was a passing offense under Mike McCarthy. Just basically it was Aaron Rodgers doing whatever he needed to do to get the ball downfield. Now they're kind of shifting it back over to the Aaron Jones show. They pick up A.J. Dillon in the offseason. They've got Jamal Williams. How much of a pressure does that take off of the shoulders of, even though you've got a guy like Aaron Rodgers who wants to throw the football, how much of a pressure does that take off of the shoulders of the quarterback to allow him easily to just kind of breathe back there when it comes to running the offense?
Oh, it means all everything. To have balance in your offense and being able to attack in different ways, that's what makes, in my opinion, the great offenses. To have a great running back, it really helps. And you might be, quote-unquote, a passing coach, perhaps. I grew up in the San Francisco 49ers system, and Bill Walsh had that reputation. But we also had good running backs. And when the offense was really clicking, it was because there was balance. And it does take pressure. It does take some pressure off the quarterback. The thing that I see that's different now, Bill, and different than when I was coaching, is that it seems like a lot of things are happening at the line of scrimmage. And I used to tell my guys that, listen, I like the play I called. Otherwise, I wouldn't have called it. So if you have, if you change it, your play better work, because I like right. the one I called. And so it just seems like now they're doing that more and more, which isn't a bad thing. It just is different.
How much trust do you have to have in a quarterback? I've always said, look, when I first met Aaron, the cerebral side of him, I said, man, if his talent is as good as his mind, he'll be a Hall of Famer. And maybe that's one of the only things I've ever gotten right in my life. But how much cerebral do you have to play the quarterback position to be able to do what he's doing and run an offense like you're talking about? Because a lot of times these guys, robotically, they just have to come in and say, that's what I'm going to run. And if they don't recognize it at the line of scrimmage, I say what gets you to being a good quarterback to a great quarterback is what's between the ears.
You know, absolutely. That's part of the formula. I mean, I've seen and you have seen and people with tremendous talent, great arm strength, great ability to throw the ball and all that kind of stuff. And that certainly is necessary, you know, to play the position properly. But if that's the only thing you got and you're a little bit stiff upstairs, no, it doesn't work for you. You got to have it all. And Aaron has it all. I mean, I remember going back to when I interviewed him at the combine, and he was sitting there, and this goes back a long ways because I'm an old man, but he was just what you said, very impressive guy. Right away, you kind of knew, you kind of got the feeling, hey, this guy's got it, you know, and I see what I see on film, but now I get to talk to him, and I kind of get an understanding of what he's really like, and he's proven to be that guy.
Now, defensively speaking, when you look at this side of the coin, Mike Pettine is trying to do what he can. He doesn't have a big defensive front. You don't have Gilbert and Sean and all those guys and Santana to be able to rush a quarterback like. But he's getting it done by moving the bookends around. Now he's got the loss of Kenny Clark in the middle. You've got a versatile middle linebacker, but you don't have that up front depth. How tough is that to scheme against a guy like Kamara, against a veteran like Drew Brees?
Well, it's difficult. You know, I mean, you play there, you play against a good offensive football team, and if you're young, or if you're nicked up a little bit, or you've lost one of your fine players, whatever it is, then the challenge, there's a big challenge right there, particularly against a Drew Brees or a, you know, Tom Brady or somebody who really knows what they're doing. So that's where the coach comes in, and then he has got to develop and use his players to the best of his ability, and really that's what your job is, and that's the challenge, and it's a fun challenge. You know, it's if you're not nicked up too bad, it's you say, we can get this done, this is how we're going to do it. You sell that to the players and you go out and you do it.
Talking with Mike Holmgren, legendary Packers head coach, Super Bowl champion as well, radio analyst on Westwood One. Now we get into the side of things with the New Orleans Saints. A lot of questions down there about Drew Brees. I was watching again today, arm strength and you know, the ability to deliver the football. And they're already talking about, well, is it Jameis Winston time, which I think is completely absurd. But talk about what you see right now, what's going on down there in New Orleans.
Well, I haven't studied it, but I do watch the highlights and I watch the film, and it's you know, every quarterback that's ever played will every once in a while have a little bit of a clunker, or what you would see, not up to par with what he's capable of doing. Now, I don't know if that's happened with Drew, but the other part of that is, you know, he's at his age, and I talk about Brady as well at their age. Yeah, things change. They're not 28 years old anymore. You know, they're not. It's just changing. And so, at some point, you have to admit to that, and then step away. But he's not there yet. I mean, he's really a very good player, very smart player. I think what's the main thing is his weapons. You know, he doesn't have the same weapons because of injury that he's used to. And any quarterback, every quarterback needs those guys to throw to. They need guys who can get open. And if you don't have those, it's tough. And I equate it with our Super Bowl team in Green Bay. We were in the middle of the season, and we went down to Dallas and played. We didn't have any receivers. I mean, they'd been hurt. And we lost in a real low-scoring game. And Brett, you know, who was normally lights out, it didn't work because we couldn't have anybody to throw the ball to. And that's when Ron came to me and said, let's sign Andre Rison. And so he did that, and it made. And we signed another, and then the guys came back, and we were rolling again. So you need receivers, and I think that's what you see with Breeze. So listen, they're good, and
were you
really good?
With that being said, were you surprised that the Packers chose a quarterback instead of taking another wide receiver to help Aaron out?
I'm not going to second guess how they drafted, but I mean it. I was a little surprised, yeah, to be honest with you. But if they think, okay, when you get into a situation where you have one of those great, great quarterbacks, you kind of have to, okay, when he's done, and if you haven't prepared for the next era somehow, then you're kind of stagnant for a long time. And they don't want to do that. So if they think this young man, and I really don't know him very well, I don't know his abilities, but if they think he's the next guy, you know, and they can bring him along for 3 years, Aaron plays a couple, three more years, or, you know, then the timing's just about right. But as we learned when Brett left the Packers, a lot of times it doesn't work out exactly the way you want it to. But a team's responsibility is to prepare for the next generation.
Talking with Mike Holmgren, former Packers head coach. Before I let you go, Mike, I wanted to ask you about Leroy because he's got some Hall of Fame consideration. He gets closer down to a finalist now. You would assume it's inevitable at some point he is going to make his way to a gold jacket. Tell me about Leroy and your thoughts of him heading into the Hall of Fame.
Well, I absolutely would vote for him. I think he was one of the fine players we had and one of the leaders on our team. And he was as good a strong safety and a safety in general as I've ever had. And, you know, it's funny. You wait a long time, and you look at the voting, and sometimes you don't understand it, but he absolutely deserves to be in there, in my opinion. And so I'm praying for him. I hope he gets it.
Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for taking a couple of moments with us and sharing knowledge and some history and such, and we certainly appreciate it as always, and we hope to talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you, Bill. Take care now.
Absolutely, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Mike Holmgren, legendary Packers coach, Seattle Seahawks coach, bringing the title back to Title Town, Ron Wolf's choice to lead that team, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.